Hey gamers, Jake Barros here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Capcom has revealed a brand new Capcom Highlight Showcase, which it's splitting across two separate dates on March 8th and March 12th. The program will run for around 15 to 20 minutes on each day, and will provide the latest info on titles launching soon, as well as an update on the current state of Capcom. The company has confirmed ahead of time which games will feature, with Day 1 bringing updates on Kenitsugami Path of the Goddess and Dragon's Dogma 2, while Day 2 will spotlight Street Fighter 6, Exo Primal, Monster Hunter Now, and Monster Hunter Stories. Arrowhead Game Studios has teased the imminent arrival of mechs in its hugely popular cooperative shooter, Helldivers 2. The arrival of mechs was signaled early on by the studio's own chatter, as well as plenty of footage from data miners and modders, but it seems that players will officially be able to pilot their own Exo 45 Patriot exosuits in-game very soon. Warner Bros. Discovery's president of streaming and games has revealed that the company plans to double down on multi-platform free-to-play and live service games, despite the poor performance of its recent launch of Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. The company also had one of the most successful games of last year with the single-player AAA RPG Hogwarts Legacy, but says that the market for those experiences is volatile, and instead it'll leverage its IP for mobile and live service offerings. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.